Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Sorry, why don't you put the cap on the projector, because it'll cover what is bouncing around until we're ready. We're going to see a video about 5 minutes to eight. I'm going to start a video. Kutumba Poshaya Vyan Nijayo Na Budyate Atam Vihatam Pramataha Sarvatra Tapatraya Dukitatma Nividyate Na Sva Kutumba Rama Kutumba Poshaya Vyan Nijayo Nabudya Tertartam Vyatam Pramata Nabudya Nabudya Tertam Vihatam Pramataha Sarvatra Tapatraya Dukitatma Nirvidyate Na Svakatumba Ramaha Kutumba Poshaya Vyanijayu Na Buddhya Tertham Tertham Vihatam Pramataha Sarvatra Tapatraya Tukitatma Nividyate Na Svakutumba Rama. Please chant. Sarvatratapachaya dukitatma Vidyate nasva kutumbarama Kutumba poshaya viyanijayo Hertam vyatam pramataha Tabat tapatraya dukitatum Nividyate Kumbhavoshaya viyanijayo Budyate tamavihatam brahmataha Tapatraya dukitatma Nividyate na swakatumbaram. Ladies, please. Nividyate tam swakatumbaram. Ladies. Kudumba Pashaya Vyan Nijayo Nabudyate Tam Vyatam Pramataha Savatthatapachaya dukhitatma navidyate na sukatumbaramaha Nabhujyate tam vihatam pramataha Savatthatapachaya dukhitatma Nibhijyate naswa katumbaram katumba. Sorry, I want to keep going because the time is short. Katumba, of family members. Boshaya, for the maintenance. Vyat, declining. Nijayu, his lifetime. Not. Budyate, understands. Artam, the interest or purpose of life. Vihatam, spoiled. Pramattaha, being mad in material conditions. Sarvatra, everywhere. Tapatraya, by the threefold miserable conditions. Ariyatmika, Aridaivika, and Aribhautika. Dukita, being distressed. Atma, himself. Nirvidyate, becomes remorseful. Not. Svakatumbarama, enjoying simply by maintaining the members of the family. Translation and purport. One who is too attached cannot understand that he is wasting his valuable life for the maintenance of his family. He also fails to understand that the purpose of human life, a life suitable for realization of the absolute truth, is being imperceptibly spoiled. However, he is very cleverly attentive to seeing that not a single farthing is lost by mismanagement. Thus, although an attached person in material existence always suffers from threefold miseries, he cannot develop a distaste for the way of material existence. A foolish man does not understand the values of human life, nor does he understand how he is wasting his valuable life simply for the maintenance of his family members. He is expert in calculating the loss of pounds, shillings, and pence. But he is so foolish that he does not know how much money he is losing, even according to material considerations. Chanaka Pandit gives the example that a moment of life cannot be purchased in exchange for millions of dollars. A foolish person, however, wastes such a valuable life without knowing how much he is losing, even according to monetary calculations. Although a materialistic person is expert in calculating costs and doing business, he does not realize that he is misusing his costly life for want of knowledge. Even though such a materialistic person is always suffering threefold miseries, he is not intelligent enough to cease his materialistic way of life. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestai Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasvati Dev Guruvani Pacharine Nirvasesa Samnivari Pastinade Stane Kutumba poshaya vyan nijayur nabudyate tam vihatam pramata sarvatrata patraya dukhi tatma Nirvijyate na svakudumbarama. So if you think about all the homes, all the houses in America, all around the world, materialists live in houses. Bhakta Aaron, you're a real estate dealer, so you can easily think of this. But everybody can just think for a minute. Consider how many houses there are all around the world. We see them everywhere. And they're filled with the materialists that are being described here by Prahlad Maharaj. Srila Prabhupada said this is about 99.9% of the population. He was the first one to come up with this idea. We're the 99%, but we're not the 99%. We're the 1% or less, the devotees. The 99% are the persons who enjoy life. They're called bogies. And the yogis are those who transcend materialistic life. In the purport, Prabhupada talks about a man who's expert at counting costs and doing business. My father was like that. He got up at 4 a.m. every day to start thinking about business. Srila Prabhupada lectured on this verse in 1976. And the first point he made is that the more we're implicated in this world, the more we're involved in this world, trying to maintain the family, the more we suffer. And it's easy to see everybody suffers. The threefold miseries, they're everywhere. The miseries of life are everywhere. They affect everyone. But by Maya's grace, Maya helps the living entity forget the miseries. And the best way that the miseries are forgotten is described here, that there's a pleasing atmosphere created in the family. The pleasing family atmosphere helps one forget the miseries of life. That's actually described elsewhere. There are three ways to forget miseries. One is this way, by just forgetting about them and enjoying the pleasures of life. And another way is to do what we're doing, or what yogis try to do. They try to uproot the threefold miseries by getting rid of material existence, stopping their involvement in material existence. The Srimad Bhagavatam begins this way. The second verse of the first canto talks about tapatraya and mulanam, pulling up the threefold miseries of life by the roots so that they cannot grow again. So this takes, what this requires is purifying and transforming one's family life. And that's what the devotees are doing in Krishna consciousness, who are family men. We all have attachments, so we sometimes have families and family duties. But these are transformed and purified. So that will also ultimately end the miseries. And then the other way is simply just to counteract the miseries of life by medicines, by Ayurveda, and by yoga practice also. The word Ayur is mentioned here. Ayur means the duration of life. So Ayurveda is the knowledge about how to increase the duration of life. But here it's described the duration of life is being decreased by the duration of life of these family men is being decreased. And they're not paying attention to that. They're just paying attention to the taste that they get from family life, the rama, the pleasure. That word is mentioned, rama. But the yogis, they're meditating on the higher pleasure, the transcendental pleasure. And it's described that the family men are not intelligent enough to stop their material existence. The word is used Buddha, their intelligence is not operating on the highest level. Like Lord Buddha, the word is related, Buddha, Buddha, Buddhi, the intelligence. Buddha gave up his royal opulent life and tried to solve the problems of life. But these attached persons are described as not intelligent, but as mad, pramatha. Because they don't understand, with their intelligence, they don't understand the purpose of life. They think it's to maintain the family members. Sometimes that's called kula dharma. Kula means family, and dharma means taking care of, you know, doing the things that are required to have a nice family life. So Prabhupada lamented that in this day and age of Kali Yuga, we're not given the opportunities to have this knowledge. The leaders of society, the teachers, the parents, the government leaders, they're in ignorance of this transcendental goal of life. So most people don't get the proper education about this. Just to give you an example of this, recently I talked to an old classmate of mine. We were in school together in the late 60s, early 70s. Now he's a teacher, professor at the University of Berkeley, University of California, Berkeley. He teaches finance. So that, of course, is economic development by another name. That's one of the things that Prahlad's teachers were trying to teach him. So this is still going on. And as a Diwali present, he sent me this book by his mentor, or his guru, his teacher. His teacher is the winner of the 2011 Nobel Prize in economics. But he's actually a psychologist, and this book is all about how we should think, how people think. It's a psychological study of how people think in relation to decision-making. They make many decisions about their economic responsibilities, and that's what this book is all about. And it's quite thick. You'll be glad to know that there's one half of a page that mentions the soul, the mind and the body, and God and the world. One half page. So there's still hope for the... So unlike most people, Prahlad's classmates were very lucky because they had his association, and they learned about this quite early in life. Now I want to show you a TV show that was made in Croatia about a devotee sister and brother. The sister, the girl, is only 11. She's the featured person in the video. And her name is Nandini. Her brother's name is Nitai. And this film shows how they preach to their classmates. And there's a narrative line, a storyline. The story is Nandini is going to go on Hari Nam for the first time with the devotees. So there's a build-up in the story about this. How is it going to go? And this film will give you an idea how Prahlad's teachings are practiced today by young devotees. So we're ready to start. And Yashodev's going to push the start button and take the cap off. That's off. And maybe the lights should go out. It's going to be 20 minutes, and then when it's over, the class will be over. Lights, anybody? No? This is not quite... It starts right away as soon as the video's on. Okay. Thank you.
Čizik, imam 11 godina, živim tu u Ližnjanu, idem u šesti razred. Moje duhovno ime je Jonandini, jer sam ja Hare Krishna. Ja sam ležala tu u mom dvorištu, znači za moje kuće. I onda bi satima gledala u nebo kad ne bi bilo sunce. Tako ležala i gledala i gledala. I ne znači, Nandini znači ona koja je uvijek u božanstvu.
Nikolina je super i ona nam je najbolja prijateljica i... Zabavno. Malo je čudnija zato što je druge vjere, ali meni to ne sada. I što je vegetarijanac.
Vegetarijanka.
Nikolina voli shopping, lakiraju noktiju, ići na MSN.
A to što je ovo sa mnom?
Znam kupit ću.
I stalno se smije i zabavlja.
I volim muziku i nikad nisam primijetila da je nešto drugo treba.
Pa ja mislim da nisam baš lijepa, da nisam jako ružna, znači baš izmeđa.
Moja mama je Ivani obećala da ćemo provesti u Halinar. I to je kada bakte pjevaju i plešu po ulici ili trgovini. U kući imamo tempo room. U tempo roomu se bude božanstvo. To je soba gdje Krišna živi. Gdje on ide spava. Gdje on jede ih. Nekad Krišna budi moja mama. Nekad Krišna budim ja, nekad budim Mika, a nekad tata. Kako kao?
Čekaj, daj sutra u Harinu.
A što je to Harinu?
Vidite je, to ti je kao neka polovka. Tamo ti je pleše i pjeva. I tako.
Ovo je moja soba. Ovo ovdje je beba Krišna koja je na prozoru i gleda ptičicu. Ovo ovdje je Krišna kako pravi matrac. I ovo su džaganati. Niži što imamo ovdje iznad mog stola. Ovo ovdje su bijeli taj. I ovo ovdje je beba Krišna. Te lutkice nisu lutkice, nego to je Krišna. I on isto mora ići spavati, on isto mora jesti, inače bi umar. Sve me sem da pušim s mojim prijateljicama.
Nemoj! Zašto? Makni se!
Moj brat se zove Nikola, njegovo drugo ime je taj. On je dosadan, nego bi stalno gnjav. A ja to mrzim. Ali nekad je dobar.
Ja ga baš ne poznajem, ali Nikolina me kaže da u školi nisu baš nešto prijatelji, ali doma se dobro slažu.
Da, i nekad se pofajtaju.
Što radim?
Moja obitelj su mama. Mama mi se zove Saša. Njezino drugo ime je Saći Mata. Ona je ponekad dosadna, u tori vrlo često dosadna. Zato mi zapovijeda i progovara. Moj tata se zove Antonija.
njegovo drugo ime je Miška Kurandera. On je ponekad zabavan, zato se igramo zajedno i škakljamo. Dosadan je, zato ne volim kad viče na mene i još je dosadan jer ti nešto pogovara. Može puno stvari.
Sam se ponovila sve. Nandini, pričam s tobom, pogledaj me. Si ponovila sve sutra za školu. Pripremi se stvari, a ne da ujutro imaš cijelu forku jer ne znaš gdje ti se šta nalazi. Ok?
Znači ja ne volim školu. Zato jer se tamo učit, a meni se ne da.
Ajde!
Ja bi rađe bila doma i gledala filmove. Ja bi rađe išla u Harimanu i spjevala i zabavljala se.
Ja ti što ti ide u toj Harimanu?
Pa, onak, ide mi se. Aj, nekad mi se ne ide, pa mi se ne ide, pa mi se ne ide, pa mi se ide, pa mi se ide.
Ne, na kraju što mu više ide ili ne ide?
Moja baka, ona se zove Ankica, ona isto, isto vjeruje ko mi. Njezino drugo ime je Jerohidi. Moja baka je postala krišna kada je moj dida umro. I onda moja baka se molila krišnju za njegove srte. I on se više ovdje nije rodio. Nego sad ili na rajskim planetama. I je kod krišna otišao, to sad ne znam. Ali ovdje se više nije rodio. Za djece meni se razlikuje što oni jedu meso iz ručica, oni jedu oni prije ručka, prije što jedu, oni ne ponude krišnu, a ja da. Oni nemaju posebnu sobu za krišnu, ja imam. Oni ne kjevaju za krišnu, za kjevan. Oni mu ne nude aluti i ja ne nude. Najdraži ponud je likovni. Zato jer tamo crtamo, a ja volim crtati.
Ok, današnja tema je dakle ja u prostoru u prirodi koji najviše volim. To može biti ili vrt, ili neko mjesto u Medulinu koje vam se najviše sviđa, ili neko mjesto kako idete kod bake ili djede na put negdje.
Znači u ovom vrtu sam imala dvije kornjače. Jedna se zvala Linda, druga se zvala Kornjače. I onda sam ja došla, jer jedno proljeće, ja sam ih čekala da se iskopaju zemlje. A onda to proljeće, znači kad je umao moj dida, onda se one više nisu htjeli iskopiti zemlje. Onda su negdje otišli. I onda on tako su došli, pa su otišli, pa su došli, pa su otišli. Pa ja ne jedem u školu, zato je na mesto. Meni kažu o vegetarijanstvu kao da oni se nikad ne bi mogli. Pa ja mislim da se oni tome da bi oni mogli, samo što oni to nikad nisu probali. Ja onda ne znam da li bi mogli ili ne.
Pa pričala sam i prošle godine o nekom hodočešću.
Festivalu.
Da.